So they built these traps along the way so they could get food and
Yeah,
or trapping or
yeah. At times they build them just to get food, what they needed. And a lot of times they made them for rabbits, you know, all kinds of animals. And if they were using the fur, well, then they were using that.
I see.
Coyotes was bigger, bears was bigger trees. And they said they made those big trees where they made them would break the back of the bear when it fell on them. And they had them on their trails. And it was just like this regular spring traps they made. You couldn't touch that, it would collapse as soon as you touched it. And it would come down on the animal.
We often call those deadfall traps.
Yeah.
Deadfall, a dead limb or a tree is falling. Yeah. Okay, so then on these Unguskoks, they had, you said that they would last for many years and that they built them strong enough to last for a long time.
Yeah. And that's the reason why they used these spruce limbs to build them with.
I see.
So they last a long time. And there was always somebody traveling that would work on that Unguskok and kept it in shape. You couldn't even get no rain, drop of rain if it was raining in there. And you couldn't even feel the snowstorm on
So the Unguskoks, did you travel with your with any relatives, or how did you
No.
learn about these places?
When I went hunting with them, they used to take me out hunting when they were in springtime. They take me up when they went hunting to pack the bear with them, and they tell me stories about these things.